My servant David shall be prince over them, and there shall be one shepherd for all of them. And the one shepherd, dear friends, is Jesus Christ, the one shepherd who came to reunite the people of God, one nation under God. That was the desire of God, to bring all the people of Israel together, even those who were in captivity, even those who were still in Babylon after the Babylonian captivity. God desired to reconnect them, to bring them together so that he can be their God and they can be his people, and therefore his shepherd, who is Jesus Christ, the true shepherd, who is coming to die for them, will reconcile all of them back to himself. And that is the journey of Holy Week, which we all are beginning tomorrow with Palm Sunday. It's a journey to recognize how much passion God has for each and every one of us, that he sends his only son among us to be killed so that we can be reconciled to him. As we begin this Holy Week, it's a time for us, therefore, to reflect on our personal relationships and journeys with Jesus. Is he coming for my sake? What have I done to show him that I regret all my sins? Some of us, we have used this season of Lent to purify ourselves, just like the people of Israel went before the feast to purify themselves. We too have had opportunities to come to the sacrament of reconciliation to prepare ourselves so that we can receive Jesus at Easter. It's a beautiful journey, but God wants us to journey with him daily, not forgetting that we are not alone on this journey, but that we are journeying as a people. We are journeying as a community. We are journeying as people of God. And therefore, we are supposed to support one another with our prayers, support one another with our faith. And Jesus makes this even more clearer in the gospel of today when he goes about, not only in his own hometown, but goes about everywhere, performing signs and wonders to draw people closer to himself. So, dear friends, as we begin this journey of Holy Week, if you have not been able to come to the sacrament of reconciliation to experience God's mercy, God's forgiveness, and his love, you still have an opportunity this evening to come to this sacrament so that God can reconcile with you and you reconcile with God and the church so that the journey of Easter may be a beautiful one for you. May this be our prayer for each and every one of us today. Amen.